The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Now you're talking. Those are the Belltones, aren't they? A little shout out to Amy and the Belltones. Sounds just like the Andrew Sisters and Bing Crosby. Ageless music right there. I love it, huh?
That is, yeah. Bing Crosby.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
Not the Belltones.
I know. Al, stay with me. Do you ever notice, Frank, that Al just has to argue with you no matter what you say?
I have noticed that.
Have you really? I said, it's a shout out to the Belltones because it sounds just like the Belltones. It's Bing Crosby with the Andrew Sisters, and it's great. And the Belltones sounds like the Andrew Sisters. I understand. Al, it's all good. I appreciate it, buddy. And that, yes, that was Bing Crosby, and that was the Andrew Sisters, and I appreciate it very, very much. Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning. Al just likes to argue. I just like to argue with it. 707. Although, a lot of the time, Albert is right. I understand that. I'll give him that. 707 on AM 970. Answer. Don't start with me. Don't start with me now. Now you're going to start with me now.
It's my only
comment. He's such a knucklehead. I swear to God. Because, you know, all I remember in school, Alan Connolly behind me, and then I had Vinnie LaPone, my buddy. These guys, they would just, like, make you laugh so that you laugh. And then you got the blame in school. Remember that? My sister Carol would do that. I remember the three of us in the back of the Chrysler 300 with my father driving, my mom in the passenger seat, right? Pop was driving, and then it was like me, I'd be on the right, Carol would be in the middle, and then Richie, my younger brother, on the left. And then Carol would tease me. My father would think it was me, and I would get, boom, I'd get smacked. How my father moved that quick while he was driving is amazing. He had his left hand on the wheel, and he could turn around, whip that hand, that right hand around, boom, and he knew which kid to hit at one time. Am I right or wrong? Boom, what? I didn't do anything. It was Carol. Just stop it. Stop it back
Xi
there.
Xi Jinping Chinese.
Oh, that's like Al. Al's like the guy that teases me. I'm going to get the blame all the time. I love you, Albert. I love you anyway. It's 8 minutes.
Xi Jinping Chinese.
Well, why don't you throw Governor Murphy in there while you're at it, Al?
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Okay, good night, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. I got to leave. Oh, Frankie, please, what am I going to do with this guy?
You got me.
You know, what are we doing with Al? And don't forget, when I came on the air, again, I thought it was like 5 years. We did 5 years. And Al was like, he would just like nap for the rest of the show. And it was like, and I go, well, who is this interesting fella across from me? And it was Al Gattulo. And now Al's like a big star doing his beer show. And needling us through the morning. Good morning, good morning. It's Biscuit of the Morning. Alan Tonelson will join us. He's the founder of Reality Check. This is a blog covering economics, national security, and technology. Alan also was an advisor to both the Trump and Sanders campaign on trade issues. We're going to talk about the General Motors layoffs, the way the president kind of read the riot act to General Motors as a, just as, you know, as a citizen. It was so nice to see. After we bail out General Motors, you know, I don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders, but man, is that, if that's not corporate, I don't know what is. Hey, thanks for the bailout, United States citizens. Thank you. We're moving now. And Donald Trump said, not so much. So please, Mr. President, stay on GM. Inexcusable. Inexcusable how they do that. And then also, Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to join us. One of my favorite people on planet Earth. He's such a great guy. He is, again, my elementary school buddy from Brookdale Elementary School. Right across, right there on Broad Street in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Still a great school. And Judge, don't forget, the youngest Superior Court judge in New Jersey's history, appointed by the great Governor Kane. And he's Fox News Senior Judicial Analyst. He's on Fox Nation. Judge Andrew Napolitano will break down this Mueller probe situation. Where are we? What's going on with this? Which is just this witch hunt that will not stop. Ken Lovett from Albany is going to join us, too, about we want to find out what happened with Andrew Cuomo and Donald J. Trump. And I was saying that Andrew Cuomo wants his Gateway Project, and he will rename it, indeed, the Mario Cuomo Gateway Project, like he renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge in the dark of night. But say, hey, listen, as long as they get that thing, they we need the Gateway Tunnel, and hopefully Donald Trump will help New York build that. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us. So this is very interesting in the sense that they've been going after everybody on this Mueller probe. When I tell you everybody, it's been the collateral damage of this Mueller probe is just second to none. Now, I read here from Fox News. It says special counsel Robert Mueller's hardball tactics with investigation targets, Donald Trump supporters and witnesses are fueling concerns about Mueller's probe at a critical time, some critics are saying. Meanwhile, conservative author, this is from Fox News this morning, Jerome Corsi has instructed his lawyers to file a complaint against Mueller's special counsel and the Justice Department. Dr. Corsi is on the show today. And thank you, Frankie Five Burrows, for reaching out to Dr. Corsi. Dr. Jerome Corsi, New York Times bestselling author, conservative columnist. He's been subpoenaed by the Mueller special counsel investigation. Will join us live in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that. 877-970-2999. And then, you know, and then this kind of is scaring me. How does, and Frankie Five Burrows, you know, we talked to Frankie about Afghanistan, and we want to find out, we lost the soldiers in Afghanistan, which just totally breaks my heart every time we lose someone in the military, especially in this war that does not end. What do we do with it? And I just have to read this out of respect for the soldiers lost. The Pentagon is releasing the identities of those three U.S. Soldiers killed by an explosive device. That was Tuesday in Afghanistan. This was released yesterday about 6 o'clock. Army Captain Andrew Patrick Ross of Lexington, Virginia. Army Sergeant Eric Michael Emond of Brush Prairie, Washington. And Air Force Staff Sergeant Dylan Elkin of Hookstown, Pennsylvania. And now the Taliban has claimed credit. They claim credit. I mean, these creepy cockroaches calling themselves the Taliban. You know, that the attack there, by the way, also injured three other service members and a contractor. 13 Americans have died in Afghanistan this year, 12 of them in combat. What is the end game for us? But what's the end game for the Taliban? And my answer for that, for the Taliban question and for the ISIS question, there will never be peace. There will never be peace. You know, the concerted effort of these Islamic fundamentalists in the Taliban and in ISIS, these religious extremists, they want to take over the world. And they say it. If you go online and you do your research, like we have to do to do the morning show, you will see there's one religious extremist, you know, the Islamic fundamentalist, after another, they want to just take over the world. They want to take over the world. They want to take over France. They're trying to take over Germany, all of Europe. You know that. And that I'm just saying something objectively. You know, and this doesn't, please, don't vilify all Muslims. I don't even want to hear that. It's like when with the mafia trying to take over, and I'm an Italian. Well, you can't say that. Well, yes, you can, because the organized crime did try to take over most of America before Rudolph Giuliani shut them down. All right, so this is not derogatory towards one religion. It's just that there are Islamic fundamentalists trying to take over the world. So what do you do? How do you deal with this? How do you do once? Let's say the end game. Let's say what if. There was Sharia law throughout Europe, and there was Sharia law throughout. Do you think there wouldn't be constant war? These people, these renegades of the Islamic religion, this cancer within the religion, if I may, they will never stop fighting. They will never stop fighting. That's what they do. That's why the Middle East, in my opinion, is in such unrest. They just want to fight constantly. So now the Taliban, they take credit. They take the gall to say they take credit for killing three United States soldiers. What's your end game, Taliban? What's your end? Because once if we stepped out of there and got out of Afghanistan, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can call, tell me if I'm wrong. Once we step out of there, you think they're going to really stop fighting? No, they're going to. It's like it'll be like Syria. They just keep fighting. Oh well, you're this sect, you're that sect. You're not my sect. You don't believe. They will never stop fighting. How do you end that? Do you just and sometimes you just say. And I say this facetiously, you know, I don't want to be rude, but just nuke the whole area. I mean, I'm being facetious. I don't say that seriously. But really, there's never going to be peace. There's never going to be peace. So Frankie's point is well taken when he says, get the heck out. Get the heck out. But if you get out, do they come here then? 877-970-2999. But there will never be peace. Trust me, from these renegade little... extremists. They're nuts. They're cockroaches. They know nothing but fighting, whether it's Hezbollah, Hamas, Taliban, Boko Haram, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whatever it is, they're never going to stop fighting. So do we engage, and how do you get out in a respectable manner? It's Joe on the radio, just trying to make sense of it all. You know I am. And then this, too. And forgive me for railing, but there's so much happening this morning. Did you see CVS taking over healthcare? CVS Health and Aetna closed a $70 billion merger. CVS and Aetna. Talk about leaving us out. Nearly 1 year after agreeing to merge in a bid to reinvent healthcare for Americans. Reinvent? Is that what that means? CVS Health and Aetna sealed the deal on Wednesday, bringing together one of the nation's largest pharmacy chains and one of the largest health insurers. Their goal, I'm reading here. You know what their goal is, but the lofty aspiration of transforming healthcare delivery for the better. The jury is still out on whether they'll accomplish that or leave employers and patients on the hook for higher healthcare costs. And now that's one story. Here's another story. Stay with me on this, please, because I need some help here. Amazon will sell software that mines medical records to improve healthcare? What, are you kidding me? With the healthcare industry worth around $3 billion, they just closed the deal for $70 billion. It's not surprising reading here to see more tech companies move into this area. Frankie, this is frightening. Amazon, they want complete. I just think it's total. The corporations could take total transparency and know everything about us. I'm just scared about this. I think this is wrong. This is going to be like huge monopolies, and I would love to see the president step up. And is indeed Washington going to step up and try to stop the CVS and Aetna? Really, Frankie Five Boroughs?
Well, Joe, I think you're exactly right. I mean, it looks very much like a monopoly to me. So you have Aetna, which is one of the largest health insurance companies in the world. And you have CVS, man, which is one of the largest retail pharmacies in the world. So, I mean, who's going to be the patient advocate? Who's going to look out for things like price fixing? I think this is a real problem. I mean, together, they're going to operate more than 9,700 retail locations, more than 1,100 walk-in medical clinics.
Look at this. Look at this.
And a pharmacy benefit manager with nearly 90 million members and a health insurance plan that serves 45 million. Million Americans. So really? Let's say they collectively decide, you know what, we don't want to make a certain treatment for diabetes or cancer available for less than, you know, $500 a dose. Then what are people supposed to do?
That's
if they
exactly
control
right.
everything,
exactly right.
It's a real problem.
It's exactly right, Frankie Five Boroughs. That it's inexcusable, and how they got like this. And don't forget, the Republicans, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie, the Republicans had complete control to fix health care and to complete a comprehensive immigration reform, and they did not. And you can't, you could blame the Democrats just so much, but when you're in power and you got a president that's telling you to do it one way and you could follow that president, then you go against the president and you don't settle it. I'm just saying you could blame the Democrats just so much.
You know,
and
what, Joe? The reason why it doesn't pass is because it's not just health care. All these politicians on both sides want to throw their pork into a bill. They want to, if you're going to pass this, then you need to pass this. If you want to pass this, then you need to put my bill in. You need to put this thing in to forward the discussion. No, it should fixing health care. That's it. Nothing else. There's nothing else on the table but health care. You want to know something? If they do that, they would get it done. They don't want to do that. Same thing with immigration. You want to get immigration taken care of? Yep. Immigration should be the only bill. It shouldn't be, if you pass immigration, well, you get a tax cut here and this and blah, 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 blah. No. Pass one bill. They can't do it. That's the problem.
Big Al Gattulo speaking the truth with Frankie Five Boroughs right there. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Alan Tunnelson will join us. Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999 on AM 970. The answer, around these fine United States and around the world, Australia, I know you're listening. Israel, I know you're listening. We always appreciate you. West Virginia, San Francisco, on the line. Radio Piscopo live from New York. Debbie Duhaime right now. We are live and we are local, Noah. We appreciate everybody listening all over, Deb, but we know you're keeping us clear traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer, right from the greatest city in the world. How are we doing out there, Deb?
We're going to start off on the island, Joe. As you head over to Sunrise Highway westbound at Connectquod Avenue, it's an accident being cleared getting out through Suffolk County. Southern State westbound Peninsula Boulevard, disabled vehicle cleared over in Nassau County. Now, we're still seeing stop-and-go traffic on the LIE west at the Cross Island, but that earlier accident was cleared. Inbound GWB lower level, watch out for an accident there. So it's going to cost you a little bit of time here at the GWB, about 40 minutes getting into town. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20. Holland Tunnel, about 35. Watch for delays as you head to 78 eastbound, exit 18. An accident was just cleared away. And 287 southbound, that's slowing down on that ramp to exit 9 in Piscataway. They're just reopening the ramp. An icing condition just handed down. Another problem on 78 east, exit 41. Accident there. Southbound throughway, stop and go at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Bucks Business Network, Altria, the maker of Marlboro cigarettes, is interested in investing in vaping company Juul Labs. Juul is only 3 years old, but had $1.8 billion in sales over the past year. It now makes up about three-quarters of e-cigarette sales in the U.S. Facebook considered charging companies for access to your information on a regular basis. The Wall Street Journal obtained the information from emails in a court filing in a lawsuit from an app company that sued Facebook. Facebook says it decided against charging. Stocks rallied yesterday after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell made comments that hinted the Fed may be close to ending its program of raising interest rates. The Fed meets again on December 18th and 19th and is expected to raise rates then. The Dow up 617 yesterday, NASDAQ up 208, S&P added 61. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosolo.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here.
Or here.
Or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
for consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute, Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Ever wonder what it would take to actively trade in the U.S. stock market but with no previous experience? Well, TradeWade can teach you to trade, invest, and protect your money at a two-day event this Friday and Saturday at Nyack College in New York City, located at 2 Washington Street. For $99.95, you can bring anyone in your household plus a friend. And there's a money-back guarantee if this event isn't for you. Interested? Call 877-907-TRADE or visit events.tradeway.com. That's events.tradeway.com.
Joe on the radio, 725 on AM 970. The Answer. Ever noticed during the holiday gatherings, right, your sons and daughters, nieces and nephews are gaming, right, and texting away at what seems to be like a mile a minute? Do you ever do that? Do you ever hand your phone to your kid, and then, man, they fly right through that. Their fingers are flying with such dexterity. Do you ever think, hey, if they could only get paid for that, right, they would be set for life? Well, people with natural dexterity like this, gamers and musicians, tend to be great candidates for a career as a court reporter. And you know what else they do? Closed captioning, like I always tell you about. The words that come across your TV screen, right? They are actually typed out, like I tell you every morning, by real live people, not some machine, right? And that opens up some really exciting opportunities. Imagine captioning the Super Bowl or a presidential address. Well, the next episode is Saturday Night Live, please. Sounds exciting? Well, first you have to know how to type on a machine called a steno writer. The National Court Reporters Association's free program called A to Z is being hosted at Plaza College this month to introduce you to the writer and to the steno alphabet. This is a great opportunity, by the way, to learn about court reporting and captioning and see if it's right for you. Call Plaza College, 718-509-6399, 718-509-6399, or visit, please, plazacollege.edu.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
That's what I like about you, baby. 727, Jersey Joe on the radio. Come on! Come on! Uh-huh. Here we go, baby. You know, and Al, too, you know Jim Kerr, right? And he did something. He did a song when I was originally going to run for office many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a song. I would love to find that. Darn if I could find that. But Jim Kerr jumped on that and always appreciated that. It was a funny riff on that, me running for office. I forget where it was. And I don't want to mention the station that he was on. But
But Jim is a legend in the New York area. I mean, and multiple formats, too. Don't forget it.
Yeah,
he did rock, country, good point. Pop. You know, he's done it all. But I saw the Romantics 2 years ago. They were fantastic.
They were. You saw them in concert?
Yeah, they did like a kind of yacht rock kind of thing. It was Romantics, Night Ranger, and Rick Springfield. It was fantastic.
Al, you're the best. I love your esoteric take of music.
Thank you.
And if Robert Goulet was still alive,
oh my God.
You
I'd be
would
his
go to
fan.
You would. You would take Jennifer and you would go to a Robert Goulet concert. God
no, I'd leave her home. I'd want to focus solely on staring at Robert Goulet the entire time.
You got your bromance with Bob Goulet. 729 with Joe on the radio. Alan Tunnelson is the founder of Reality Check. This is a blog covering economics, national security, and technology. Alan also was an advisor to both the Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders campaign on trade issues. Alan, welcome back to the program, man. How you doing this morning?
Hi, Joe. How are you? I'm great. I'm great. Great to be here.
Yeah, well, Alan, we appreciate your expertise always. What was your reaction to the GM layoff, sir?
I wasn't entirely surprised, although I guess I was pretty surprised and actually pretty dismayed by the pre-Christmas timing. Not that this is the first time that a big American company has announced major layoffs just before the holidays, but it really seemed to be unnecessarily cruel in that respect. But GM has faced a great many pressures that led to this decision for a long, long time now. And they've actually been pretty well reported by the mainstream media. And one of the major pressures has been the fact that Americans are just not buying small cars anymore, at least not nearly to the extent that they had been in previous years and, in fact, previous decades. And the factories that GM wound up that GM announced
retrofitting
closed down. Mainly making they were making these smaller cars. The one real surprise here was the fact that the Lordstown factory, of course, was making that Chevy Cruze, which was a smaller electronic vehicle, and the company had major hopes for that, and it just didn't pan out.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I mean, we bailed out GM. Alan, we bailed out GM 9 years ago. Shouldn't the government have forced them to change their business model at all? I mean, is that fair to say?
Well, I think that that's a really important point, because it's not only that GM got bailed out back in the wake of the financial crisis back in 2008-2009, but there were absolutely no conditions that were placed on the bailout funds, whatever, and especially no conditions requiring GM to prioritize production and jobs back home.
Yeah. Now, what will we see with American auto manufacturers? I mean, I hope and that's a two-part question, if I may, Alan Tunnelson.
Yeah.
And also, can the president? I love that Donald Trump put pressure on GM and said, "Wait, whoa." He calls Mary Barra, says, "Not so much." Will the president be able to stop them from just leaving us after we bailed them out?
I have a feeling that in response to this very high-profile public pressure and the very bad press that it's gotten as a result, I really do think that GM is going to announce some kind of a new investment either in Ohio or Michigan or possibly both. I think also that it's important to remember that these decisions aren't yet final. They are going to be challenged by the United Auto Workers Union. There are contractual issues involved. It's quite possible that at least one of these GM facilities might wind up remaining open indefinitely, or that some combination of them might wind up staying open for some period of time down the road.
Hey, let's hope so. Alan, President Trump is having dinner with President Xi of China this weekend in Buenos Aires. What will be on the agenda for this meeting?
Well, certainly at the very top of the agenda will be the so-called U.S.-China trade war, which in fact has, of course, consisted of a long-delayed, long-overdue U.S. response to Chinese trade protectionism and other predatory economic practices that have victimized the American economy that go back literally decades. The widespread speculation is that the president will feel the need to announce some kind of a deal however cosmetic, mainly in order to reassure financial markets, which, of course, he has used as a major measure of his economic record. I don't think that's been the very smartest move that he's made, but that's what he's done. At the same time, in a very interesting way, the announcement yesterday by Federal Reserve Chairman Powell that suggested that the Fed will stop hiking interest rates much sooner than folks had been led to think might give the president more running room to hang tough with the Chinese, because obviously the stock market loved it. It went up something like 600 points.
Yep, yep.
And if that continues, if the markets keep rallying, then the president may well conclude, well, gee, as long as the stock market remains happy about this, I can afford to stay tough, to stay the course on these Chinese tariffs. And so it's really very up in the air in terms of what we can expect to emerge from this upcoming meeting.
Well said. Alan Tunnelson, founder of Reality Check, with us. Before we let you go, Alan, appreciate your expertise very much. So yesterday, speaking of Jerome Powell, he was warning about ballooning corporate debt. Why is corporate debt so out of control, and what does that mean for the economy as a whole?
Well, here I think, although the chairman can be fairly criticized for sending some very misleading signals about interest rates just a few weeks ago, here I think he was right on target, because we've had, after all, nearly a decade of super-duper cheap money, and as a result, super-duper cheap borrowing costs. And the corporate sector has, not too surprisingly, taken advantage of this by borrowing very, very heavily, often to finance mergers and acquisitions, often to finance stock share buybacks. As a result, it's run up really in so many respects unprecedented debts. At some point, those debts have got to be repaid. And if interest rates rise much higher, the cost of debt servicing, which of course will require companies to continue borrowing to some extent to make sure that they can at least make their interest payments, that's going to go up too.
Yeah, Alan, you got to come back. So much to talk about CVS and Aetna and healthcare and Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Please come back. I know, Alan, can't make it up, man. We appreciate you translating all this craziness for us. Alan Tunnelson is the founder of Reality Check, and appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thanks, Joe. Looking forward to the next appearance.
Thank you, my friend. Piscopo in the morning. It is 7:36. Judge Andrew Napolitano will join us live on the radio momentarily. We're jumping to Big Al Gattulo. He has the news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man is now charged with murdering his brother's family in New Jersey. Keith Canaro, his wife and their two children, found dead at their burning Colts Neck home last week. Keith's brother Paul was originally charged with setting his own house on fire. However, NJ.com got a hold of court records this morning showing Paul Canaro now charged with four counts of murder. Monmouth County prosecutors providing an update in the case later today at 11 this morning. Mayor de Blasio concerned about legislation to legalize e-bikes and scooters. The mayor says e-bikes, which use a small motor, are illegal in New York City, and it's not clear if local or state lawmakers should take up the issue. A series of bills introduced by the New York City Council would permit both e-bikes and e-scooters to operate within certain speed limits. Mayor de Blasio says pedal assist bikes, which only provide power to the bike while the rider pedals, are less dangerous. In sports, the 76ers scored 41 points in the first quarter and then rolled to a 117-91 blowout of the Knicks in Philadelphia. Donovan Mitchell scored 29 points, and he led the Utah Jazz to a 101-91 win over the Nets in Brooklyn. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Let's see what's happening now. We're going to take it over to 78 eastbound. It's a pretty serious accident here involving a jackknife tractor trailer. So watch for delays. 78 eastbound up exit 41 as you head out toward that Basking Ridge area. Garden State Parkway northbound heavy up through 137, getting up and out past Clark. Watch for some delays as well as you take a ride over to 287. That's going to be busy southbound. 287 southbound slowing down right through Piscataway. Over at the inbound GWB, that's a 45-minute delay with an accident cleared. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 30 to 35, and over the Holland, 20 to 25 minutes in. Stop and go traffic this morning as you head over to the West Side Highway South in the 70s with an accident there. And we're still seeing volume on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound the entire length into the Verrazano. And over on Sunrise Highway westbound at Connect Quad Avenue, an accident. Southern State Parkway west at Wellwood Ave, accident getting out toward East Farmingdale. And if you're heading to the southbound thruway, slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today with a high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, Piscopo in the morning, telling you about Harrys.com. This is the best shave you're going to have, and it costs you virtually nothing. I'm telling you, and I went out, and I got online, and I went to Harrys.com. I used the code Piscopo, and I got great, great gifts. The gift box alone at Harrys.com. I'm such a fan. Jeff and Andy, you know what? They're two guys, two regular guys. They come up with the best razor because you and I are tired of paying a fortune for the razors that you see at the supermarket or when you go to the Rite Aid or someplace like that, and you go and you look behind that glass case and you got to get somebody to open up the glass case and then you see the razors, $40. Forget about it. This is the most practical, well-priced gift that you will give this holiday season. Harrys.com, 100% quality guarantee. And as a special offer for you kind enough to listen to the show, we have partnered with Harrys to give you $5 off any shave set, including our limited edition holiday sets, when you go to Harrys.com and you enter that code Piscopo at checkout, right? Plus, you'll get free shipping. This offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. You're going to get that ergonomic weighted handle. You can engrave that handle. German-engineered five-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel, a travel cover, handsome holiday gift box. Hey, you want something for yourself? Redeem a Harrys trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing. Get your holiday shopping done early, as I did. Free shipping ends on December 12th, so move now. Please go to Harrys.com, enter the code Piscopo to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. Harrys.com, code Piscopo.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Valid 11/22 to 12/1/18. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Great voices of all time, Luciano Pavarotti, and one of the brightest minds and one of the greatest guys of all time, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Just happen to be Italians. I'm just saying. Andrew, welcome back to the show, Judge. An honor to have you here, sir.
You know, you tricked me telling me that that's Pavarotti's voice. I thought it was yours.
Dang it. You know what, Judge? Call me a dinosaur. He, not before or since Pavarotti. You know what I'm saying? It's just he was one of the greatest. Did you see him in person?
I agree with you.
Have you seen him live? Did you see him live?
I did see him live. I saw him live in the Hollywood Bowl many years ago, the Three Tenors. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You gotta
cherish
that. What
a gift that was. Yes.
Well, our gift is you, Judge Andrew Napolitano. We love having you on the show, and I appreciate it. I lean back to our elementary
school. Does the audience know how long we've known each other, Joey?
I don't know, man.
I'm probably sick of hearing it.
No, come on. Since Brookdale Elementary School, Woodrow Wilson was president, I think, Judge. And
it does go back to literally late 50s, early 60s. So it's close to Woodrow Wilson.
I know. And I always had respect for you then, Judge, and even more so. I love you more now, Judge, and always appreciate and cherish our friendship.
Same here, because, Joey. God bless you.
You know, and I watch you break things down like nobody else. And we appreciate you joining us because we are all good, God-fearing Americans on this program particularly, Judge. We love our country. But we want to know, when we see the Mueller probe, we can't figure it out. Judge Andrew, can you please explain where we're going? And does Robert Mueller say, look, I got nothing, and when does it end, do you think, Judge Napolitano?
Well, you know, piecing together numerous criminal prosecutions is not an easy or orderly job. You don't get the evidence in an orderly way, and you don't always get it from credible witnesses. Yeah. So if Paul Mueller, excuse me, that's a conflation, Mueller and Manafort. If Paul Manafort tells something to Bob Mueller, they can't just use it. They have to verify it, confirm it, and independently support it, because you can't put a person who's a convicted swindler on the witness stand. So when Manafort says, I'm not going to cooperate with you anymore, or Mueller says, you've been lying to us, that is actually a setback to the president. Why is it a setback to the president? Mueller says that Manafort lied. Manafort says he didn't lie. In order for the judge to sentence Manafort, she must determine whether or not he lied to the FBI and violated his plea agreement. How does she do that? She holds a mini trial, at which FBI agents will testify what he told them, and then they will testify what they knew to be true. In that telling, we will see a roadmap of where Mueller is going. Now, we have a glimpse of that roadmap already, and it runs through names that are generally not familiar to the public, like Jerry Corsi, Roger Stone. Now we get to more familiar names, Julian Assange. It appears that Mueller's theory is that the Trump campaign entered into an agreement with a variety of people to cause Hillary's emails to be hacked by the Russians, passed to WikiLeaks, notified to Trump, and released to the public. That is at least his theory. And I will tell you that the easiest case for the government to prove is conspiracy, because conspiracy is just an agreement to commit a crime. And the crime is receiving something of value from a foreign national, which would include the Russians and Julian Assange. And one step taken in furtherance of the agreement, even if the agreement never comes to pass. So that's where I think Mueller is going. Now, what does he have? He has 87 communications between the campaign and Russians during the time that Paul Manafort was running the campaign. We have this bizarre nugget that came out the other day in the Guardian of London about Paul Manafort visiting Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, which he has denied and which WikiLeaks has denied, but which I'm sure GCHQ, if it happened, has photographs and tapes of. Mm-hmm. So at some point, this is all going to come out and all be put together. Look, it's not going to come out before Christmas. He's not going to send it to a Republican House of Representatives. I also don't think he's ready for it to come out.
Wow.
Whatever you think of Mueller, he has been a Marine. He has gone by the book. No leaks, no lies, no exaggerations.
Yeah.
So when we learn these things about what Mueller is up to, where do we learn them from? Here's a familiar name, Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
Because Rudy is playing two roles. One is as the chief legal counselor to the president. The other is as his chief cheerleader. I mean, Rudy believes that with the selective release of information, he can create an atmosphere among the public in which the prosecution or the impeachment of Donald Trump would be absolutely not tolerated. And so much of what he does, when you see his histrionics on air, is carefully calculated to arouse people to come to the view that Mueller is wrong no matter what he comes up with, and Trump is right no matter what he says.
Yeah, and it was okay that he handed in written, you know, answers to Mueller's questions, right? You would have advised if you were representing.
No, I would have. I would have advised not, and I did advise not giving Mueller anything.
Really?
Because now, they have the president under oath, because the written questions are submitted under oath. If they find something to contradict that, they can get a grand jury to indict him.
Wow.
You know, I interviewed Ken Starr the other day. Remember Ken Starr, the
prosecutor?
And I said to him, Judge Starr, can a sitting president be indicted for a crime? And he said, yes, you know that, and I know that. He can't be prosecuted until after he leaves office, but he can be indicted.
Yeah, Judge, you know what it is. I know, Judge Andrew, I had to ask you, and we appreciate your valuable time. And I want to talk about Liberty File on Fox Nation, which is great. We're so excited to see you there. But you know the way Matthew Whitaker surfaced. I mean, I'm watching this as a regular Jersey guy. I don't have your brilliant mind, Judge Andrew. So I'm watching Jeff Sessions step away, and I called it the morning he stepped away. I said, watch, as soon as you know the Democrats take the House, Jeff Sessions indeed steps away. But I didn't see this acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker surface, who now is in charge of the Mueller investigation. Isn't that a brilliant move by the president? I mean, really, Jeff?
Well, I disagree with you on that, because I don't think Mueller think Whitaker is legally qualified to be the attorney general because of a statute that sets forth the fact that you can't run the DOJ. I'm not speaking of other departments, but you can't run the DOJ unless you've been confirmed by the Senate. You can't have a political hack. I'm not suggesting he's a political hack, but the president couldn't just take his next-door neighbor and make him the acting attorney general. And there actually is a lawsuit to remove Matthew Whitaker from office, and the lawsuit has merit. I don't know where it's going to go. If they remove him from office, then every decision he made while he was in office needs to be undone. Well, that's like putting toothpaste back into a tube. It's not easy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Judge, tell us about Fox Nation and your show, Liberty File. This is very exciting, Judge.
Well, you remember the old Freedom Watch on Fox Business.
Love it.
Well, it's
now
back at Liberty File on Fox Nation. And because Fox Nation is internet, there's no restraints on what I can say. Can you imagine that? I could actually do a Joe Piscopo imitation that sounds more like Tony Soprano, and I can get away with it.
But they're giving you free rein on this, Judge.
They are. But Liberty File is really the exception to much of Fox Nation in that it is the libertarian show. We monitor the government, all government, as it interferes with personal liberty, private property, and economic opportunity. We call it out. We have Whistleblower Wednesdays. People can email us any interaction they've had with the government in which the government's behavior has been unlawful or unethical and no fair outcome has come about. So the format is, you know, longer form, freewheeling interviews, maybe 15 or 20 minutes in length, a nice monologue, a nice rant from me in which I can be my libertarian self, and then whatever the viewers want to tell us, which is a lot.
I love it. And no notes off the top of your head, I'm sure, Judge.
Yes.
As you always
You'll never see a note in front of me, Joey, just like you. I know you have no notes in front of you.
No, nothing. I have just a nice, huge, my Judge Andrew Napolitano picture that I have from grade school in front of me.
You know, the audience needs to know this. There's only two people in the world that wear makeup for radio, Geraldo Rivera and Joe Piscopo. Of course, you never know when a camera is going to show up at that.
You know me too well, and it's scary, Judge. Judge, I love you, man. Thank you so much, Judge Napolitano. We'll do dinner soon, if we may, sir.
You got it. God bless you, my man. All the best.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Judge Andrew Napolitano, former New Jersey Superior Court judge and the youngest in New Jersey's history, by the way, and Fox News senior judicial analyst. You got to check out Liberty File on Fox Nation with Judge Andrew Napolitano. Debbie Duhaime is looking out for you on the roads at 7:52 on AM 970. The answer, I wear makeup when I'm doing radio. He couldn't resist, you know. Sad but true.
That's life, you know? I mean, hey, always looking our best, right, Joe?
Makeup! Makeup!
Makeup, please, right now. Important. Good morning. Good morning, Joe. Let's take a spin here at the Hudson River Crossing. Still about 45 minutes in at the GWB. Lincoln Tunnel 35. Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing a lot of traffic on 78 eastbound this morning, getting out toward exit 33. A jackknife tractor trailer down by exit 41. An accident still being cleared. And watch out for slowdowns as you head to the West Side Highway south in the 70s with a collision in the right lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Perrine and Sons of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, have been selling fine jewelry. I tell you this every morning. Watches, diamond engagement rings for 96 years, longer than I've been around. 96 years. Perrine and Sons. You know, the real jewelers, I tell you this as well every morning, and I love Glenn Perrine. When you go see Glenn Perrine on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, he will have a suit and tie on. People go, Joe, like Robert Wall texted me on Facebook, hey, Joe, you sleep in that suit? My father wore a suit, I wear a suit. You know what? Glenn Perrine, like his dad, wears a suit when you go to Perrine and Sons, and I love that about Glenn. And Glenn will introduce you to Maria and Debbie and Katie and the great Perrine family. They will walk you through the diamonds. When you want to buy a diamond at Perrine and Sons, and Katie, Debbie, Maria, Glenn, they'll walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. And Perrine and Sons has something that no other jeweler has. That is a diamond buyback guarantee. A diamond buyback guarantee. Boy, I wish I had that when I was getting married. Hey, you got to check out Perrine and Sons, please. It's very easy to get to. Franklin Avenue in the beautiful town of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you can start here. PerrineDiamonds.com.
Ever wonder what it would take to actively trade in the U.S. stock market but with no previous experience? Well, TradeWade can teach you to trade, invest, and protect your money at a two-day event this Friday and Saturday at Nyack College in New York City, located at 2 Washington Street. For $99.95, you can bring anyone in your household plus a friend. And there's a money-back guarantee if this event isn't for you. Interested? Call 877-907-TRADE or visit events.tradeway.com. That's events.tradeway.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwartz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies, by former Trump Administration Deputy Assistant Sebastian Gorka. In Why We Fight, Gorka lays out how America needs a clear, unifying doctrine if we're to succeed in a war on terror. And there's one eternal truth that Americans are in danger of forgetting. The most important weapon in any geopolitical conflict is the will to win. Enter to win your copy of Why We Fight at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
7:56 on AM970TheAnswer.com. Joe Lundberg coming up with the weather. Hey, remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Operating for 74 years, serving over a million happy guests, Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That's the Perillo promise. Perillo escorted tours are 15 to 20 couples, but they encourage single travelers as well. And you know, you can have wonderful friendships you make on these tours with a great Italian tour leader, and you will quickly become one happy Perillo family. With Steve, I love this about Steve Perillo. You will skip the lines and walk right into the Vatican Museum, the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, the Colosseum. The first 10 people, by the way, to request a brochure today will receive a bottle of Botticelli, premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Call for the 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lomberg is our meteorologist, 757. Joey, how are we doing this morning weather-wise?
Yeah, it's not as windy as it has been. Still going to be breezy, though. Gusty winds throughout the day and cold, mid-40s, but it's dry. We'll get some sunshine. And then the cold ease is up this weekend. We get a little bit of rain, I think, late tomorrow. Just a shower here and there. A little rain late Saturday. More rain Saturday night. Moves out Sunday morning. But Sunday afternoon, we could be pushing 60.
Wow, this is great, Joey. I'm loving this.
Yeah.
You'll be on your bike. Good luck, by the way. I'll talk to you before then. But good luck on the what do you got, this marathon?
Half marathon. 13.1 miles.
You're running
Sunday.
13 miles. When is
it
on Sunday?
I might even bring the bike so that when I'm done, I can go ride because it'll be
Stop
nice.
It. Don't even tell me that, Joe Lumberg. You're serious, though. You're serious.
I am serious.
God, Joe, you're the best. I swear to God. You're an inspiration.
I gotta take advantage of it when the weather's nice.
Yes. It's it. Run and then bike. I love it. Only Joe Lomberg, our marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it always. 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Ken Lovett's going to join us in the next hour. Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Donald Trump and Andrew Cuomo. You don't want to miss what happened. And Ken Lovett will break it all down for us. Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be on the air in the 9 o'clock hour. 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo from New York.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Attorney General Gurbier Graywall announcing the establishment of rules dictating how law enforcers in New Jersey can help federal immigration authorities. Gruel will appear at Liberty State Park in Jersey City at 1 p.m. today with prosecutors and police chiefs from across the Garden State to discuss what is being called the Immigrant Trust Directive. The directive is described as intended to build trust between law officers and immigrant communities. NYPD officers getting a big thanks after helping to deliver a child. A woman in the Bronx started going into labor, but she was home alone. Afraid that the trip to the hospital would take too long, she called police. NYPD officers arrived at her home, jumped into action. EMS later took the woman to the hospital. The family thought about naming the daughter after one of the officers, but instead chose a family name. In sports, 76ers crushed the Knicks. Jazz rolled up the Nets.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.